Am I coming out in your speakers? Sorry. Am I coming out in your speakers right now?
You're in my headphones.
Okay. Okay. I just was hearing. I'm just making sure. Okay. I didn't want to. Sorry for that. I just didn't want to be echoing.
Disaster.
Disaster. Mike.
Vanya.
Oh my God,
oh
Mike.
Gosh. We're back.
We're back. It's been over a month, right?
Yeah. It's been, what was our last episode? The Oscars?
I think it was. It was the 5th, because I was trying to find the time where I called you last, and I was like, where is it? Hey, I think it was the 5th, possibly.
Because we were talking about how, like, I meant, because it's been a while. A lot has happened. Like, I have a lot to talk about.
I can't wait.
But I had that moment of, like, I didn't make any notes, so I went to look at my notes, and it was all the Oscar stuff. And I was like, whoa, that's wild.
I know. We've been working and doing busy things.
What have you been up to? You got to go do a couple of fun vacations that you made me jealous of pictures.
I did. I sent them specifically to you. Did not share them on social media. Only to Mike. Just was like, come here. No, I'm kidding. So my sister came. That was one thing. They had their, it's spring break time for kids and stuff like that. My sister's a teacher. So they came down and they did Disneyland with their kids. And then we got to go to a Dodgers game together, which actually was really fun. I'm like you, Mike. I'm like, when sports happen, I'm like, yeah, okay, sure. I mean, I'll go. And then it's usually fun, probably. And then at the end for the game that we were at, I wanted to leave early and nobody did. So I had to stay there. And then it was good because something like miraculous happened. Ohtani hit a, like, they were down, and anyways, it won the game. So, you know, a lot of fans are like, you wouldn't leave. You would leave. I was like, you know, I don't like crowds. Yeah, I would leave.
Yeah.
But anyways, it ended up being fine. It was nice to have them here. And we took them down to our old stomping grounds in Hermosa Beach.
Nice.
I know.
I love it there.
It was great. I always think about you. It was so fun. And Calvin's like, I was born on this beach. And I'm like, you were born not in the sand, but yes, you were born.
Right.
We lived right there. So that's kind of fun. And then we got to go to Topgolf, which is so fun. Even if you don't golf, it's like it's basically like bowling, but for golf. That's not true. I mean something else. I don't know what I mean. But it's like you get to golf, but you're like trying to hit things with your, and you play games. And then you get to have a little drinks and stuff. And I was hitting it hard. I know what travel you're talking about. Before that, I went to Mexico. I totally forgot about that.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, Mike, I was really scared. I was scared. Because, noble thing to say is I was afraid of being away from the kids if something happened to me. Which is actually true. There's part of that that, like, starts the anxiety. But it was also just like, I'm like, are people going to be like, you're American, fuck you. I'm going to murder you right now. Nobody was like that. We went to Cabo San Lucas, which is on like the tippity tip, I think, of the Baja Peninsula. I could be lying to you all about this. But anywho, it was fine. The people were so kind. We booked through Costco. Did I tell you that?
No.
So flights and hotel. This is where you know you're like 40 something. And we booked through Costco. Flights, including the hotel, was like 2,000 something for two of us. It was crazy. Just 2,023. That's how much it takes for me to fly my whole family back up to, you know, Washington State, basically.
Right.
But yeah, it was an inclusive hotel and the food was freaking delicious. You would have loved it and you would have probably been like, I eat too much. And then, you know,
sure.
The drinks were, everything was inclusive. And so I definitely came back with some stomach issues, but because I drink tequila for breakfast, tequila for lunch, tequila for dinner.
Gotcha.
And then we had one of the people who I was with, who was also a mom, because what's wrong with me? She loves to eat like fancy, cool food. And so she found these like restaurants to go to that were not in our, you know, inclusive area. So we went into San Jose one day, which was cool. I was just like nervous. You know, I'm like, I don't know. You hear all this bad stories, right? Of like, people killing tourists, but that's more like if you're driving on the Baja. Baja California. It was a beautiful, I can't even remember what it was called. It was like Limon Verde, I don't know. Something amazing restaurant. But we couldn't get an Uber home. And it was, you can get Ubers there. We were like stuck. And the people who were at this restaurant were like kind of stuck too. We had to go down like a dirt road for a mile to get to this place. I was like, we're definitely dying. We're definitely dying. Anyway, and then of course my anxiety, I started to have a bit of a panic attack because I'm like, I can't imagine what the fuck, because nighttime, nothing good happens, you know? Anyways, I ended up taking the reins because nobody was doing anything. They were like, we'll just wait till the traffic dies down. Well, there was a festival that doesn't end till like 4 a.m. And I guess it's like, it was the first one. So people were like, it's, you know, sort of starts in the spring. So I was like asking the bartender and they're like, yeah, my girlfriend can't get to me either. She's supposed to pick me up. He's like, but honestly, he's like, it's really safe to walk this mile, this road. And so in the black dark, we walked on a dirt road, which was totally fine. But, you know, it could have been not fine. And then Once we got to the city area, it was so cute. It reminds me of like San Juan a little bit. And, you know, and they're like cobblestone streets and everything's fun. And once we got into the city area, there was like people with their babies, you know, on strollers at like 11 p.m., which of course it's like a fun. We got home. Everything was fine. It was a great trip. It was just scary a little bit for me. And so then coming out of that, just so everyone knows, I have sought out some therapy and I had my first intake last week. And so, because I was like, you know what, because I think one of the parents on the trip, one of the adults, whatever, was like, wow, I really didn't think you were that, basically, they said it in a nice way, but they're basically like, bitch, you crazy, you know, because I was like, everything we were about to do that wasn't like in our inclusive area, I was like, are we sure we want to do that? And I was like questioning everything. And then Adam was getting frustrated because he just wanted to go along with the group. But you know what, I am who I am. And he knows that, by the way. He is usually pretty cool. But you know, I was like the only one questioning anything. So I'm like, When we all die, I'm going to be the one that's right. And you fuckers are going to be dead and wrong. I'll be dead and right. No, I'm kidding. It all was fine. That's all. And then, yeah, we just had spring break. We went to the Carpinteria Beach. It was amazing. The kids were great. We got lots of sun. It was fun. And now I'm back here doing my, I feel like I've been talking forever, but like now we're in like the week leading up for my classes to do their showcases. So our showcases happen in a week for one and then 2 weeks for another. And Mike, it's so fun, so exciting. And also I'm so like, there's so much to do. Oh my God. I've definitely booked too much for all the kids. But you know what? You live and learn. How else are you going to know?
Right. Yeah. Did you figure out what's happening for the showcases as far as there won't be a drum circle happening next door?
Yes, I did. I rented out there's a community house, you know, near the the community pool. So I rented that. And it was definitely more expensive than I was expecting to pay. But you know what? For this first one, I want it to be special and right. And I think it's going to be good. And I think the showcase is only going to be like 25 minutes or 30 minutes because there's only 10 kids, you know. We're doing scenes and then we're doing a big group number with This Is Me. And I got a choreographer. And I mean, the kids love it. They're so cute. They're so, you know, it's like any kid who wants to do this kind of thing, getting the chance to actually doing it. Their hearts are so into it, except for my son, who has to come because, well, he's, you know, my husband's working, so I'm watching them. He's in my Thursday class, but he has to come to this Tuesday class. And he's like, don't worry, Mom, I'm your assistant. But when he gets, like, super possessive of me, he's, like, 7, you know, and he, like, tries to hold my butt, like, not, like, behind, but, like, hug me from behind and, like, just nonstop touching. And I'm like, get the fuck off me. I'm trying to like give notes to these kids. That one's good. It's good. I'm excited. I wish you were here to watch and see the progress that has happened. I'm really proud. Really super excited and proud.
Yeah, that's amazing. Like you did a thing.
I did it. It was in my head and here we go. It's just beginning.
Do you think you'll right away do another course or?
I'm going to do summer camp. I think I'm going to do a couple summer series. So like, I don't like to call it camp because I think it's more mature to call it a summer series, but I'm looking for spaces right now. I'm trying to find, honestly, I want something great, but also the least expensive thing. So I'm like looking at schools and churches. That's basically it. Because I want to do it Monday through Thursday for like 3 hours a day. And then I'm not sure if it's going to culminate in a showcase or not, because that I love, but like that's not necessarily always the goal. It doesn't have to always be the goal. And then I found a really fun script for the fall that I want to direct for 10 to 15 year olds. So yeah,
that's super fun.
Tell me about your travels, Mike, or everything. You want to start, because I think you were seeing a show. You were doing a lot of things.
Yeah, there's a lot of we're really gearing up for theater season. I've been seeing a couple of things. I'm seeing more tonight. I have like a whole plan of like I'm seeing this next week and this next week, like sort of ramping up to Tony Awards season. But yeah, well let's look back. So I took a couple of trips. It was interesting that So I think that I mentioned before that our friend Eric, who lives in Pittsburgh, was doing a production of Speed,
yes,
the musical.
Yes, you did. I'm so excited.
So I had already planned, I had originally planned to go and stay with him and get there basically for the last show. They were doing 2 weekends worth, and I was going to get there Sunday morning and see the very last show. Well, they ended up changing their schedule, so they pushed back 1 week. So I saw the last show of the first weekend.
Oh, okay.
Which was still totally fine. My worry was that he would be too busy, that like he would need to go back to work. And he basically just like took the time off so we could like hang out. But I'd already made this plan to be there from Sunday until Thursday, when then our friend Patrick, who is doing a book
yes.
tour, was asked me to come and help him on the Texas leg of the tour that was theoretically starting Wednesday and going through the next Tuesday. Well, the Wednesday was in St. Louis, I want to say. And then he was flying to Texas the next day. So basically what happened was, is that I got to go to Pittsburgh and be there from Sunday to Thursday. And then I flew from Pittsburgh to Dallas on Thursday.
Wow.
So I don't know if I'll get too much into the Texas of it all. Maybe I'll save that for next time. We'll see how okay. this goes. But Pittsburgh was really, really fun. I ended up getting in on Sunday. And there was, of course, then part of me is like, why am I flying in Sunday morning for a show Sunday afternoon? Like, that is so potentially
intense.
Stressful.
Yeah.
Everything went fine. And I will say that part of it is that I discovered this the first time that I went to Pittsburgh, because the first time that I visited, I sort of went with our friend Jesse, who you've never met, who that blows my mind every single
Crazy.
Time.
Crazy. But I feel like I
yes.
know.
Okay. So it's so weird to me every time. And but Jesse, it had followed a Thanksgiving that Eric had been in the city for the holiday. So Eric and Jesse just drove back to Pittsburgh, and then I flew out to meet them like a day or two later. And Eric was working, and of course, Jesse's, you know, not going to come pick me up at the airport because he's, I don't even know if he drives or not. Jesse, do you drive? I don't think he does. He's a New York kid. And so I basically found that, like, there's a bus that goes from the airport close enough to Eric's house. And my whole thing about close enough is, like, 2 miles is close enough for me. That's, like, a 30-something minute walk. Like, I don't mind that at all. And it got about that. And, like, granted, it only leaves, like, once an hour. But if I can, like, time it out so that I get there at the right time, I was able to get on this bus and then sort of walk to his house. Well, so this time, I was timing it to get as close to the theater as possible in the hopes that I could then get a car from wherever
gotcha.
The bus was going to let me off. Right. But then I found out that Eric's mom and Eric's sister, Susie, were both visiting for this weekend as well, because they had actually gone to see the Friday night show, the Saturday night show, and they were coming to the Sunday show.
Oh, cute.
Now, I should also state, if I didn't before, this show sold out like a month before it ever opened. Speed the Music. They sold out their entire run.
Oh, my God.
And like, it's not a huge space, but it's not a small space. It's like a 90-something seat theater
Amazing.
That they sold out. Like, yeah. And like, I was so glad that I'd gotten my ticket well in advance, because Eric had a lot of people that were calling and were like texting being like, hey, I didn't get a ticket and it sold out. And he was like, yeah, sorry. I, you know, can't do anything about it. Like, it's legitimately sold out.
Yeah.
So now I was trying to like time this bus to meet up with Eric's sister and mom, and they were going to drive me the rest of the way to the theater. And like, none of this is super far away, but it was a little bit like the logistics of like, okay, I want to make sure, because they want to be at the theater at this particular time, and my flight is landing at this particular time. Now, I will say, I got off the flight and went to the bus stop, and there was a big line for the bus.
Oh, gosh.
So the bus starts filling up, and I'm like, if I don't get on this bus, listen, worst case scenario, I'll get a car.
Sure.
Now, if anyone's familiar with Pittsburgh or the Pittsburgh airport, the Pittsburgh airport has, like, heard of the city of Pittsburgh before. It is nowhere near. Like, it is so far away from the actual city of Pittsburgh. Like, it's hilarious to me that it's even called the Pittsburgh airport.
That's so funny.
I'm thinking to myself, like, I don't know how expensive a car from the airport's going to be to get all the way, but it's fine. It's fine. Like, I'll deal with that. So I'm waiting in line for this bus, and this bus like fills up and the doors close, and they're like, there's another bus coming right behind. And I was like, okay, well, as long as there's another bus coming right behind, that's fine. So now this other bus pulls up, and I'm still in line. And I will say that I'm looking around and I'm like, these are all younger people in this line, which makes sense. It's mostly younger people that are going to be taking the bus probably. But also, it's bizarre how long this line is Also, like, that bus doesn't say the exact number that the bus is supposed to say. It, like, said 28 instead of 27 or something like that. So I was kind of like, hey, person behind me, is this bus, where's this bus going? And they were like, well, where are you trying to go? And I'm like, well, like, past downtown, because you have to, like, kind of go through downtown Pittsburgh to get to where Eric lives. And they're like, yeah, well, this bus is going to West Virginia.
Holy shit, Mike.
Now, to be fair, I don't think they would have taken my bus fare. Like, I don't think I could have ended up on this bus to West Virginia. But I then did have to scramble and be like, well, wait, where am I going then?
Oh, my God. And so stressful.
Yeah. So I saw other people waiting somewhere else, and I was like, are you guys waiting for them? And they're like, yeah, it's late. It was supposed to have been here like 20 minutes ago, but it says that it's on the way. Ended up being fine. Got on this bus. Once again, I have this moment on the bus of like, is this bus ever going to go to Pittsburgh? Because it tools around for so long before you get there. And I'm in contact with Eric and Eric's mom and Eric's sister. But I'm also like, don't want to stress Eric out because he's getting ready to do a show.
Right. He's mentally preparing for his lead role. Right, exactly.
So I don't want to like, I'm not trying to like cause any stress in this. And like the sister and the mom, and I've met Eric's mom before. I love her. She's so sweet. Like, we such a nice lady. Like, we all get along so well. But, you know, I hadn't met the sister before, and I don't know what kind of personality she is. And I was worried that I was stressing them out now because the bus was taking longer than I thought it was going to take.
Oh my God.
Now, the end of this story is we all thought the show started at 2 and the show started at 2:30. So we ended up with so much extra time. It was all fine. And like, even if it had started at 2, we were there with plenty of time. And I met Eric's sister and we all got along so well. And she was so sweet and ended up getting to this theater like with so much time to spare that Eric's mom and I walked to like a nearby pub to get me a salad because I was like, I will be very hungry by the time the show is over.
Yeah.
And it was fun. It was at this place called the Glitterbox Theater in Pittsburgh. It's a certain area that I probably should know the name, but it's kind of like across you know that scary bridge that Eric and I walked across? Yes. That one time, it's in that area. So like, Eric and I had walked across this bridge to get to the Red Robin because I'm obsessed with Red Robin, and it's sort of in that same neighborhood. And it was really cool. Like, it's this sort of old industrial space that they turned into an event space, and like in this they turned it into a theater. The show was so much fun. I have no idea if they'll do anything more with it. Like, I feel like even they recognize, like, well, if we were going to take this to the next level, there are some changes we'd have to make. But it was a really, really cool show. Like,
really?
It was so much fun. Yeah, really, really inventive, really interesting. When it was funny, it was so funny. That was my big thing of like, go for the comedy when it's on is so good. Like, for me, that's where the gold is. So I'll be curious to see if anything more happens with it. I'm so glad that I saw it I have my little program here.
Cute.
I also got a t-shirt. I also got a poster, which Eric is like on the poster. Like, it's his image. I left it in Pittsburgh, so I have to have him ship it to me or something like that.
No.
But yeah, anyway, it was super fun. I had a really nice time getting to know his sister and like spending time with his mom, and then a couple of friends that live in Pittsburgh that I'd never met before that I kind of got to hang out with. And it's just fun. I always have fun when I go there. Like, I feel like between like you and there, like, it's just nice to know that I can get on a plane and like go somewhere if I need to be out of the city and be Absolutely. Somewhere else. And yeah, so I had a blast. And so I'll save Texas for next time because I had a lot of fun adventures in Texas as well.
Gosh. Yes.
But yeah, there you go. That was kind of some of my time down, at least.
That's so cool. I want to know it all, Mike. I want to go to Pittsburgh.
Well, that was because we had kind of talked about that, you and I. Of like, if they ever do anything more with it, it'd be fun for the both of us to go to Pittsburgh. And like, just like, Pittsburgh's a really fun town. Like, I had a good time kind of like tooling around and walking around Eric's neighborhood. And yeah, lots of art, lots of like fun places to visit. So
amazing.
I'd like to get, I will get back there as often as I can because I always have a good time when I'm there.
Cool.
So there you go. Speaking of good times, anything you're digging in particular this week?
Oh my
it's been
God,
a while.
I feel like
we could cover
like,
so
next?
Many bases. Yeah. How does this podcast even work anymore?
Yeah. No, yes, I do. Well, I just finished Chelsea Handler's most recent book and I enjoyed it a lot. It's, you know, it's a different, she's definitely like growing, evolving, and it's like, I'll have what she's having, I think is what it is called. And yeah. I enjoy her writing. She always tells good stories and she's usually super funny, kind of mean, but this was different, and it was nice. She talks about her breakup with Joe Coy, and then I just went ahead and listened to she was on Glennon Doyle's podcast, you can do hard things the day after she announced publicly. And she's just a, you know, I like her. She seems like a fun gal.
Yeah, this is the first book of hers that I haven't read, and I don't know why I didn't read it. I'll have to get around to it at some point. I'm in the midst of reading something else that I will talk about in a bit. But I'm glad to know that you enjoyed it.
Yeah, no, I did. I enjoyed it a lot. And, you know, she's funny. She's an interesting lady. And then I also am about to start the third book in a series called Scythe and Sparrow or something like that. I should know what this is. But my friend did the, her stage name is Samantha Brentmore. Her vocal mastering is in this book, and it is called Scythe and Sparrow by Bryn Weaver. And it is an erotica, but it's got a story. And the one before she did as well. And it was, it was a great story. It was really interesting, but then it is filthy. I mean, we're talking like, well, I don't think I can even say, Mike, but I'll tell you later. It's pretty pretty fun. I thought it was fun, but, you know, I think for the common gal out there, they might be, oh, Lord. Oh, dear Lord. So I'm excited to start that book next. But, okay, so I have one more thing that I'm digging. Is that okay? I know it's been so long.
Yeah, of course.
Long.
I have like four or five things I'm going to talk about because it's been a long time.
I'm sure there's other things, but this is the thing that I'm really loving right now is it's on Apple Plus, and it's called The Studio. And
want to watch it.
Mike, you got it. It's so good. It's
I haven't
so
started
good.
Yet, but I'm really curious.
I love Seth Rogen.
Mm-hmm.
And he's killing it. I mean, everybody, honestly, what's her name? Catherine Hahn. But
love
so
her.
Many people, and it's just, it's honestly, it's brilliant. It's funny as fuck. You guys, I can't recommend it enough. I'm sad that, I actually like that it's coming out once a week. Oh, and then, okay, one more, but maybe you're going to say this, but the finale of The Pit, holy shit.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So I'm gonna end there, but like, and I'm going to let you talk because you're probably going to talk about that.
Yes.
Okay, please, because, Mike, that, you know what? I feel renewed faith in like television after watching this show and The Studio. It's been fun. I really like it.
Yeah, I was saying this, and like, I don't mean this in all a catty way. Like, I do think that The Pit is the greatest drama to come out that I can remember, like maybe since like The Good Wife or like,
yeah,
I love that show so much. And my addendum to that was like a show that doesn't depend on a room full of goats for a plot point. And I'm not trying to be shady about Severance. I'm just saying that like The Pit is doing sort of classic television drama. And I just think that it's so well done. And like, I feel like I could mention every single person in it. First of all, I just like, I've never been this attracted to Noah Wyle in my life.
I know. I feel the same way.
Like, he's always been like a cute guy, but man, oh man, he can get it.
Yeah. He's also lifted a little, you know, he looks like he's lifted a few. Like, he looks like his chest is broad.
He's manly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm even looking at this, at the cast list being like, is that Catherine Lanasa, I think, is who plays Dana Evans, who's like the head nurse.
Holy shit. She is incredible.
She's so good, it blows my mind. Yes. She's so good that, like, for her character's sake, and, like, no, I guess it's a mild spoiler, like, I sort of hope she's not back next season, but, like, for my sake, I need that character back. Like, she's so...
I think she's coming back.
I think she is, too.
But I know, but I know what you mean.
Because I want her to be okay.
Has she been in anything? I know.
Listen, I'm going to look up right now. Let's do this live.
Here's my thing. I was saying to Adam, my husband, when we were watching it, I'm like, where the fuck did this person come from? She is like, I could see it if she was like a theater actor maybe or something. I don't know. She's just, you know what? It makes me feel like, oh, I want to start acting again. That kind of shit makes me want to act, you know?
Yeah, 100%.
Even the girl who plays with the fucked up bangs, she has the reddish brown hair, and she's got the monitor on her ankle. I forget her name. She's incredible too. I'm like, I love the characters. I love that the people are so... Honestly, it feels so real. And those last few episodes, I couldn't even handle. I was like, I thought the one where, I don't want to spoil anything, but the one where the drowning, I'm not going to say what, that one was going to ruin me. I was like, wow, I'm not sure if I can move forward from this, like, you know, grief-wise. I mean, I was going to because I love the show and I'm going to see. But I love it.
Sorry, give me a minute because she looks so different in these pictures. I'm like...
Oh, really? And what's her name again?
Her name is Catherine Lanasa, or I think I'm saying it right, L-A-N-A-S-A. But like looking at these pictures, I'm like, that is not the same person, but it is the same person. Wow. She's just like a chameleon. Like she's looks Ooh. So different from thing to thing. And I should look up more information about her because I am fascinated by her. And yes, the actress who plays the doctor with the ankle monitor, she's the other one that like I kind of can't get over. I'm like, where the hell did you come from?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's just such a great cast. It's so strong. The storytelling's so good. I did kind of have that thought of like, what are they going to do for a final episode? Because you can't really top what came before it. And then what they did was just to Smart. Me so perfect. Yep. Like they brought it in for a landing. They were it,
like really,
and that's the end of the day.
Mike, I couldn't. I was just like, I can't believe this is happening right now. I don't think I've had such satisfaction in a show in fucking years for me personally. Like, yeah, I don't think
100%. And they've already announced season two is gonna be happening. They're filming it right now. It should be out early next year, I think they said. And it's going to take place 10 months later on the 4th of July.
Oh, my God. I want to play a dead body.
Oh, it's, yeah, 100%. Yeah, it's so good. And then, like, I also just wrote down, like, Hax is back. And I know that I had a bit of a reaction towards it yes. as I was watching it with you that I was like, I think I can't take this. It's all good. Like, watch it. It's
okay,
enjoyable.
I haven't started that one yet.
So it makes sense that we have some episodes where it's the two of them in a very fraught place because, of course, that's how it's going to be.
Right.
I have a hard time watching that. It gets me it makes me very upset. Yeah. I'm like, no, you have to be on the same side. And I get that that can't happen right away. So they get there. I think there's a reason why they put out two episodes at once. But I literally said to Vanya, like, I can't watch it anymore. And then I was like, I'm going to calm down. Everything's fine.
Like, oh, God, what happened? Because yeah, but I know what you mean. I know the feeling because... Yeah.
It's hard. It's hard when it's them at war. And I have, like, once you've watched it, I have some thoughts. Because you know that I'm always that person that wants them to say the next thing. That yes. I feel like there's so often of like, okay, but there is a response to that. And totally. And it makes sense in television that we don't always say the next thing. Right. Because that is very human nature to, like, kind of let certain things go. But yeah. I have moments where I'm like, say the next thing.
And I want people to hug.
What's that?
I said, and I want people to hug.
Yeah, no, I got you. Yeah, yeah, it's hard.
Sort of.
So, but it gets there. Like, there's a reason why they put out two episodes. Like, we, you know, not that it's all flowery, but like it does. Okay. It's good. It's very enjoyable. I will also say it's so funny. I went to the bookstore the other day because I kind of want to. I've been trying to read like quote unquote the great American novels.
Yes, good for you.
And I really want to read East of Eden, which is a Steinbeck.
Uh huh.
And there's a mini series that's going to be on Netflix that's coming out like in a year or so. And I kind of want to read that before it happens. But I will say that I went into the bookstore and I'm looking at like new in paperback. And there's a new Anna Quinlan novel that
what?
I somehow didn't know. Yeah.
Oh
my and it
God.
Came out a year ago. Like the what? Hard copy came out. Yeah. Like February 2024. And I somehow didn't know about it. So I bought the paperback and I'm two chapters in. It's called After Annie.
Ooh.
It's really good. It's basically, and it's not really to give anything away, it's about a woman named Annie who is a wife and mother who in the very first chapter dies. And it's kind of about what happens to her friends and family over the course of the next year as they sort of like grapple with their grief. Oh, wow. And the fallout of her death. But it's Anna Quinlan. And if people haven't read her stuff is almost stream of consciousness. Like it's all like it kind of like floats around in time and space as it's telling the story, but it's just so beautifully done. Like the way that she phrases things and the way that she sort of calls back certain things is so beautiful. So I'm just overall enjoying reading that book, like enjoying the experience of reading it. So I will keep you posted as I go along.
I'd love to know.
But if I was going to pick a thing that I've watched recently that's a singular thing that I ended up enjoying more than I thought I was going to, and that is the movie called Drop. That came out recently.
Oh, you went to it in the theater.
Yeah.
No, I haven't seen it. I haven't seen it, but I thought the preview was really riveting.
Yeah. So it's a new thriller starring Megan Fahey, who was in the second season of White Lotus. And it's the premise is just that she's going on this first date and she starts getting messages on her phone that slowly begin to instruct her to kill the date, kill the person that she's on a date with.
Oh my God.
And I will say I watched the entire thing going, this is not going to hold up. Like, there's no way to get to the end. And I got to say, listen, could I poke a hole here and there? Sure. But I was very impressed.
Wow.
I was like, good job. That was a satisfying journey. Yeah, thoroughly enjoyed myself. So if you want to go to a movie theater for like 90 minutes and just sort of escapism,
yeah.
And it's a little ridiculous And the guy who plays the waiter makes me a little bit crazy, but I'm always going to be a little bit crazy about waiter characters when I feel like they're not showing how, you know, difficult the job of being a waiter can be. Yes. You'll know him. He's a comedic actor. Like, you'll recognize him. But anyways, I enjoyed it. I thought it was really, really fun. I was sort of taken aback by how much I enjoyed this film. So I recommend seeing Drop if you want to, once again, just get out of your head for 90 minutes.
No, I really want to see. I want to see Drop. Thriller. Yeah, I love it. I love it.
And then I knew we'd have a lot to talk about, so we don't really have a topic. But I figured we could go right into, like, anything you could do without slash anything random you want to talk about.
Okay, I do have an could do without. Okay, so I know I'm an asshole. I skipped the second White Lotus season. I started watching the third, and here's what I could do without. I'm like enjoying the edging of what Mr. White does, right? Like, he edges yeah. you until you're like, why? Nothing's happening. But he's like, I'm edging you, right? Okay, sure. I'm into that. But I could do without, like, I just am so uncomfortable with the younger brother. Like, I haven't gotten to a part where any sexual thing happens, but I'm like, is he gonna fuck his brother? I can't handle this, because it's like, it's a bit disturbing to me, you know? I'm like, oh. So I know that the director's probably doing, or writer's doing that for a reason, but I'm just like, because yeah, you're like, they're both, I mean, like, the little one's not hot, but the middle, I like a douchey guy.
Same.
I'm like,
same.
He's hot,
admittedly,
as fuck. So, but I'm like, ooh, I'm feeling grossed out by myself. I hate myself right now for thinking these things, you know?
It's a weird storyline. And I will say that, like, I stuck with it. I probably disliked this season the least of any season that I've disliked.
Okay.
I just never find the endings very satisfying. And in this respect, I was kind of like, I suppose that's the closest to satisfying that I'm probably going to get with these endings. Yeah. So I overall enjoy, I feel like I posted something about, like, really hate The White Lotus. I will be watching season 4 because yeah. I'm going to keep watching. Like, it's entertaining. Like, but yeah, that storyline goes some places where I was like, oh, that's fine.
I know. I'm just like, oh my God, I don't. But even like the first season with the girls, the younger girls with the drugs, and like, I was just like worried. I was worried. And I know that he does that purposefully, but I was just like, I'm just worried. I don't know. Yep. That's yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to just talk about taxes a bit, and it all worked out fine. But, like, my taxes are so simple. Like, I don't own a house. I'm the dumbest with taxes also. Like, the number of things that I could have written off, probably, now that I do make a bit of a living through podcasting and making music. And I didn't keep any receipts for anything. So I just did a standard and, like, ended up owing in both state and federal. And then they were trying to, like, mess me up because some number they thought that I should have that ended up, it all fine. But I'm like, I'm just trying to give you money. I did it. I definitely probably could have gotten something back, and I didn't. I'm just throwing money at you. Please just accept it. And they did. It's all been accepted. Yeah. I did my taxes. I mean, no one works at the IRS anymore anyways, right?
Well, I was just going to say that. So we did our taxes, and we definitely owed this year because, you know, we just didn't know because my husband was laid off. And so we took more, you know what I mean? Like, so we definitely owe thousands, really. But we actually don't know the exact amount yet because there's an extension for California. But our lady, because we have to go to a lady because we have a business, she said that, yeah, it's just going to be, you know, they're just going to be computers or automated AI looking through your shit and then just debiting money out of your account. Yep. And I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. I need to go on a payment plan. They can't just debit it out, right?
I think that you can, I mean, you can definitely go on a payment plan because one of the instructions, because once again, because I actually didn't owe that much, so it wasn't that big of a deal.
Yeah.
But like, one of them was, if you can't make the full payment, do this. So.
Okay. Yeah. And we have our lady, she'll let us know what to do. But I'm just like, I don't like that idea of, like, they have our bank account numbers, you know?
Yeah. It's a little, I don't know that I'd ever done it this way before, but this time I was just like, whatever, here's my bank account number. Don't steal all my money. I don't really have that much. So yeah. I don't know. It's weird times. It's
today,
very weird.
We are recording on tax day, actually.
It is tax day. Yes, it is also our friend Katie's birthday.
Happy birthday, Katie!
I believe that she's in Cabo right now.
Oh, fun!
Wait, is that where you just were? Yeah.
Yep. Is she with her family or just her?
Yes, she's with her family. She doesn't listen to this, so she's never
going
to talk about
it. But I need to find out what she thinks after she comes back, because I'd like to, because I know she's also an anxious little lady like myself.
Yeah.
So.
I'm sure that she will have opinions to share.
I like to hear.
I also found out that a former coworker, like a friend of mine, Olivia. So hi, Olivia, if you're listening to this right
now. Hi, Olivia.
We used to work together at Citrus, and I was just talking to one of my roommates who had lunch with her the other day, and I guess she's a listener, so that's
kind of fun
and sweet to know.
It is fun, right? Like one of the moms that I know here who's at school, I love her so much. Her name's Beverly. Hi, Beverly. I love you. But she listens too, and she just... yeah, she would be a good friend to you and I. You know what I mean? I mean, she's a good friend to me, but nice. She fits in, is what I'm saying. And so it's fun.
I love it.
It's fun. Yeah.
And then I have a couple random things. Do you have anything else you want to talk about?
Well, yeah, no.
My most, this is the story that I'll try to tell as quickly as possible, but when Lady Gaga announced that she was going on tour, it was a very sort of last minute, no one knew she was going to do it. And then she's going to be in New York. She literally playing Madison Square Garden the day after my birthday. And I was this is a sign. I should definitely get tickets and go see her. So I kind of messed up, I will say. I didn't get online as quickly as I should have. By the time that I did, I was 40,000th in line to try to get a ticket. So of course it sold out before I was able to purchase something. And I was she'll probably announce new dates. And when she announced the new dates, I don't know, something had sort of left me. I was just if it's meant to be, I'll end up seeing her. I'm kind of bummed out about not getting the dates that I wanted. It's fine. So legitimately, I'm having this conversation with Annabelle, and I get a text from a friend and also former coworker from we met when I worked at Josie's. This was 2002 era. My friend Ian, who's hey, are you a Gaga fan?
God.
And I was like, I am. That's so funny. I was just talking about how I wasn't able to get a ticket. And he was like, well, you have a ticket now because I want to take you when I'm in town in September. Yeah. So it's wild that my thought actually worked. It'll happen if it's supposed to happen. And it's totally happening. I'm going to see Lady Gaga in September. Yeah. So super. I'm so excited about it and so grateful. That's so sweet of him to just anyways.
You deserve it.
Very looking forward to that. Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm excited. And then also I'm seeing Smash on Broadway tonight. And I am very curious because I haven't talked to anyone who's seen it. I've talked to people who have talked to people that have seen it. And no one's had anything all that nice to say about
really?
It. Really? But
it's the reviews.
The reviews are insane. The reviews are so good. So the night the reviews came out, I bought a ticket. I'm like, well, if this is going to become an impossible ticket, I should do it.
Good,
so seeing it tonight, I'll let you know what I think. I'm very curious to see how it goes. So I'll have that next week when we're back, you know?
I am excited. Can't wait. I have two random things. They're not as exciting as yours, but
that's okay.
So in one of the classes, my daughter is singing. There's a duet from Mean Girls, and it's called Apex Predator. Do you know?
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
And Mike, I'm so proud of her. I can barely listen without tearing up. She's so cute because she's not. She loves to sing, but she's not necessarily the most I'm acting. I think she really she's playing Katie. She's playing the girl who's Janice.
Yeah.
So she's really getting into it, and I love it so much. My heart explodes just watching her because, I never want to push my kids to do anything that they don't want to do. But she really, I did assign this to her and another student. But they're killing it. It's so exciting. And the other thing is I've been watching the because I love Drag Race, and that's my daughter and I's tradition. She's been watching but both of my kids have been watching with me since they were tiny. And I told you guys about now there's lots of dick sucking jokes and all this. I mean, there's always has been pussy popping, which she's like, what's that? And I'm like, let me just show you. I'll do it in a handstand. No, I'm kidding. I'm just kidding. But anyway, so we're watching that, and we love the costumes and everything. And so I'm creating this costume for one of the kids are doing a scene from Wicked, so Elphaba and Galinda. And I just decided I was gonna buy a feather boa just to give, because it's just a touch of the character, right? They're not going full costume, you know. And so I'm building, it's so fun. And if anybody else wants to learn, just DM us. I'm building a boa out of tulle. So I'm creating this beautiful, huge boa, tulle boa. And it's fucking amazing. And I can't believe I've never done this before. And that's all. So I guess I'm a third of the way through. I have to have it done by next Tuesday because that's when the show is. But I'm proud of myself because it was
hard. That's pretty cool. Send me a picture.
Yeah, I will. Yeah.
Yay. I'm so glad we got back together to do this again.
I love you.
And we'll have more to talk about. I love you too. And we'll have more to talk about next week. And then we'll be back for a bit. And then we'll probably break again in the summer. But let's get a few of these going. I miss this.
I know. Me too. I miss it too. And it's fun. And actually, I love talking about all the stuff you're watching. And I love hearing your opinions because, yeah, it's exciting to talk about. I love you. I really do.
I love you too. All right. Awesome. All right. Okay. Well, thank you all for listening. And we'll be back next week.
Okay. Bye. Bye. Abracadabra, abracadabra.
Thank you for listening to Mike and Vanya Can't Not. Episodes arrive on Thursday, so don't forget to subscribe if you want to be a part of this journey. Mike Jensen, that's me, is also the co-creator and co-host of We Couldn't Help But Wonder, A Journey Through Sex in the City, alongside Elise Castle. You can also follow him, me, at MikeJensen77. You can follow this podcast on Instagram at Mike and Vanya Can't Not with a whole lot of underscores, and email us at MikeandVanyaCan'tNot@gmail.com. We'll be back next week.
That's not it. I thought I was looking it up. I looked up something called Soulmate with an 8 instead of an A. And it's horror erotica. Oh, it's coming out in 2026.
Coffee spit took on my microphone.
No, I really want to see Drop Thriller.